Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, after Trump started bringing in South African immigrants, liberal women started losing their minds. Because of course they don't like competition from hot blondes for the limited number of chads. I'm sure liberal women would rather women like this get ended in South Africa instead of ending their chances of finding that good man. It's not just women like this that are the problem. But even thick Latinas and petite Asian women will make liberal women militant overnight. Moving on, this demon crowd introduces a reparation resolution and says it's a moral obligation for America to pay blacks trillions of dollars. I guess she wants America to be the next South Africa. But why do they want all this money? Because they see money as the ultimate destination and not wealth itself. If they did get trillions of dollars, they wouldn't buy assets to gain true freedom. But instead they would spend that money into the economy on trinkets creating inflation, and then being broke only a few years later. Number 3, a man spent 38 years in jail for a murder he didn't commit, because a woman said he did. This is why accusations need to be tested and why we shouldn't just believe all women. But he's a man and it doesn't work that way for us. Instead of innocent until proven guilty, we're usually guilty until we prove ourselves innocent. I'm tired of men being treated as villains, and women being treated as the victim, even when it's the reverse. Up next in Ohio, one politician says that you need a license to fish in the state, but not to carry conceal a boomstick. Another representative says it looks like it's time to get rid of that fishing license as well. But of course that goes against big government. They want more regulation, more infringing on people's rights, and taxing every single activity to collect money to expand the bureaucracy. I say remove all licenses and starve the bloated state. Number 5, looks like the world is starting to heal after an attractive biological female of healthy weight won the Miss Universe pageant. It's not healing, but economics. The Miss Universe pageant was losing money going woke and didn't want to go broke. The people protesting against conventional beauty didn't pay for tickets to the pageant, and don't watch it on television so they don't count. The world won't be fully healed until they bring back the swimsuit competition for the Miss America pageant. Moving on, here's another well-concealed ad. This woman says that her father was watching her OF page and she felt dirty and violated. The only reason she's probably even sharing this is because she's hoping that people with father-daughter fantasies go to her page and subscribe. They wouldn't even know who she was if she didn't get this article written about herself. I wouldn't be surprised if she paid to commission it. What would have been even more scandalous is if she asked him to join her. Number 7, someone put this poster up saying that everything you see was built by men to support their families. I'm sure that shortly feminists will call the police saying that this is misogyny and vandalism, and that women don't need no man. They will say that men really built everything for power and money instead of family. Women will claim that men are toxic. They don't want us around, but they want the stuff we built to still be around. Up next, here are the number of premarital partners women have and their subsequent divorce rates. This should be taught in schools, but it won't, because feminists would try and ban it. What I want to know is why the divorce rate drops from 30% for two partners down to 25% if women have 3 to 9 partners. My thinking is that women lied about their notch counts while doing the survey, and the woman with only 2 partners had way more. If you have 2 partners, you're basically 5 times more likely to get divorced. Number 9, the UK was once the most alphabet people-friendly country in Europe. Now it's the 22nd. I guess you can't have both types of diversity at the same time. Looks like the British face a hard choice between the LGBTs and the refugees. Muslims are not compatible with liberal values, it seems. I guess that's probably one of the only benefits of Islam in the West. The author that paired the photo with the headline knew exactly what he was doing. He probably couldn't say why it wasn't a friendly place for alphabet people anymore, so he did it with a picture instead. Moving on, here's a clown world take. That if you pay more in taxes, you get more free stuff. It's not exactly free if you're paying for it. And if you actually paid for something yourself, you would find the best value. Government services are usually wasteful and inefficient, and often attract the laziest freeloaders to work for them. This meme reminds me of the other one where the leftists voted to raise property taxes on landlords, and then wonder why their rents went up. Number 11, this woman went on a date, and the guy only paid for his portion because she brought two of her friends along. And now she's shaming him online by saying that he's immature, cheap, and heartless. I think that women are quickly learning that shaming language no longer works on us. That's why they're increasingly using beta males in the state to get us to do what they want. But they still can't force us to date them. Obviously, it was a scam and not a date. Up next, here's the difference between Mexicans who've been in the United States for 3 generations versus Afrikaners who've been in the United States for half an hour. Gee, it's a real Scooby-Doo mystery who's going to assimilate better. It's like some people come to America for the wrong reasons. Meanwhile, this is how I feel living in Canada these days. It was like that last year when I went to Canada's Wonderland. Now it's India's Wonderland. Number 13, 45% of women will be single and childless by 2030. But those are rookie numbers. Come on, feminism and female empowerment, you gotta get those up. And I'm sure that men will be blamed because they aren't good enough for these women and that we should just do better. It's gonna get a lot worse when sex bots come out. Women will ask if they can cook, clean, and provide a nice home for men. The better question is, can women? I think we all know the answer to that. Moving on, here's Dylan Mulvaney with something he'll never have. Not a real biological one anyway. Although I'm hearing that eventually they will do transplants of female reproductive systems into males. I think that truck was probably making a special delivery for Bonnie Blue. She probably needs a whole truck every day. And why do vaginas need vitamins? Sounds like a scam to me. As for Dylan, maybe he can get a hold of some prostate vitamins. Number 15, meet Hayden. He swiped right over 2 million times on Tinder, and he only got one date for it. But what kind of loser uses a picture of a fish in his profile pic? The one on the left wasn't the original one. As for myself, I can go on Tinder, get multiple dates, and have a girlfriend in a week or two. But life is tough for the majority of men out there that can't pull women. He needs to get contacts, lose weight, and dress better. And stop posting pictures with a trout. Up next is Wayman says, I'm sorry for being so picky. Being picky for many women is just code for Chad won't call me back. They can find men. They just can't find men greater than or equal to the best looking men that they slept with in the past. She doesn't qualify for the men that she wants and is pissed off about it. Meanwhile, this same woman is going to freak out when a man she friend zoned ghosts her because she's just using him for free attention. Number 17, someone says that being chubby keeps you looking young and that this woman is 37. It doesn't matter if her face looks young when her body looks fat and old. Besides, these are professional photos, and this is what this 37-year-old woman really looks like. She looks like she's 57. For some reason, maybe because of being fat, she needs someone to help by holding her hand while she walks. Moving on, here's a rookie mistake. Thinking that this girl likes you when in fact she's nice to everybody that she meets. Bro thought he was special and probably thought to himself that she likes my oink and it's in the bag. This is probably one of the reasons why girls stop being nice to random people. But remember guys, everyone is a beginner at some point. I made bigger mistakes. A dozen girls wanting me and hanging around being friendly, but it took me years to get the hint. Number 19, Lindsay Davis says she's never wearing this top on the air again. She probably wore it to make herself look thinner than she really is. But in the end, she ended up looking like a bobblehead or one of those aliens from Mars Attacks. At least she's self-aware of her mistake. At first, I thought this was an AI creation. Either that or the same vibes as Ahmed, one of my favorite ventriloquist acts of all time. Up next, speaking of AI, it looks like it's the beginning. This freelance writer lost his job to artificial intelligence. I wouldn't be surprised that if in a couple of years, I get an AI agent and AI software to automate my writing process. So I can find more memes and put 2 or 3 videos out per day. People in the trades think they're safe, maybe for a while longer. But there will be humanoid robots eventually doing everyday tasks. And the people that lose their jobs will have to retool and try to take the jobs in the trades and other low-cost labor in other fields. Number 21, here's another example of what's happened with AI. This software engineer lost his $150,000 a year job to AI and is now forced to do DoorDash and live in a trailer to make ends meet. They say it's another 2 to 3 years and no programmers. Some people say that if you're underperforming ChatGPT, then you deserve to get fired. People say that now until artificial general intelligence shows up, they can do any job better than them. I guess it's time to cancel all those H-1B visas and let the Jeet stay in India. Moving on, viewership plummets for the second episode of Jen Psaki's MSNBC show, and the viewership collapsed for Michelle Obama's podcast. I guess the left can't entertain because they have no brain. Michelle Obama said that people ask her for advice all the time, and she couldn't understand why no one wants to listen to her. Her and Jen here want attention, fame, and money, and they don't understand that they have to compete for it, and then no one is going to dethrone Joe Rogan. Number 23, speaking of things that sell versus those that don't, no one wants to watch the woke leftist diversity crap anymore. People want to see sexy women and muscular men and non-masculine women and feminized men. We are human beings, and we're not programmable robots. If you cater to our instincts, your marketing plan will do well. And if you don't, then it won't. For example, people love to see celebrities suffer, and that's why I usually put before and after pics as the thumbnails on my videos. You have to know your audience. Up next, here's the difference between a woman in public. She's strong and independent versus a woman in court. She's oppressed and wants 50% of a man's net worth. If you don't get married and cohabitate, then you don't have to worry about this. Apparently, this wayman took millions from an Indian court, and even Indian women are feminists. Remember that monk mode saves lives. Many women appear weak, but they're actually strong. Number 25 and the last one, here's what many people think that sluts dress like versus how they actually dress. The ones on the left are now considered entrepreneurs. Just be careful though, because if they don't nag you, and you know that they can keep quiet and treat you with respect, then that might be a dude in disguise. Also remember that you're far more likely to catch an STD from a nurse than you are a working girl. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.